Great Pat Bradley here on location. Matty T holding it down in the Fury Electric studio. Bottom this hour, Jeff Taylor coming to us from Oaklawn. It would be a beautiful day for the horses, without a doubt. Oh, and by the way, the NCAA tournament starts today. I'm sure they will have TVs on if you are in Hot Springs today. And if you want to go to the Hot Springs Jim's Razorback Pizza, they will for sure have TVs on if you want to watch the games. Is the special at the Hot Springs and Morgan Mummel also? $150 for a draft beverage. And you can also get, of course, the lunch special, which is for $7.50, a mini pizza, salad bar trip, and a drink. So that is a deal and a half at all three Jim's Razorback Pizza locations. So we just smashed some wings. There was no upset in this particular matchup.
No, sir.
There was no chance. It was a 16 versus a 1, and my belly is the one seed, and it won big time. Sorry. Thanks for bringing your wings to the party, but they went
wings?
Down.
You had wings?
Yeah, they went down in flames, my friend.
There's not one trace.
Nope.
Other than all that hot sauce around your lips. But other than that, I mean, we can't figure out what you've been doing.
It's like when I kill someone, Pat. There's really no point in leaving a trace. You throw them in the swamp, nobody knows the difference.
Whoa. We got an attorney over here, my friend.
Oh, wait, was that on the air? Anyway.
If, allegedly.
Theoretically, yeah. I'm just saying. It is funny, every time I go to New Orleans, as we did for the Sun Belt recently, and I drive across the bridge over the swamp, I'm thinking,
right? Yeah.
I mean, how many bodies are out there?
It's funny, I see the same thing when I'm playing, I think it's the 13th, no, no, 15th on Pine Bluff Country Club. This swamps, what is it?
Oh, yeah, back on the backside of the course?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, the bayou.
The bayou, my friend.
You could definitely dump a body in there.
A lot of secrets buried down there.
I buried a lot of balls back there. I can promise you that much, my friend. we are joined by a couple of special guests here, and we're going to talk to Nate Olson, who actually brought this to our attention. He is a Saline County guy, so he kind of keeps us in the loop. And as the games tip off, and they will start in about 7 minutes, we will update you on that. Also, Rick Pitino upset with their draw. I have some interesting facts about some of the teams in the tournament. In fact, one interesting fact for every single team in the tourney, but I won't bore you with every single school. But
two things.
Yes.
Did you get my email about how the BCS would shake out if it was done basketball versus football, number one?
Yes.
Number two, did you see there's a kid who put out the winning phrase for all 64, 68 teams that Jim Nance could use if each one team had done it. It was brilliant. It was a good job.
That's pretty funny. We'll have to go over that. I saw the
the BCS deal?
The BCS version.
How crazy is that?
It is wild.
Just to let you know how great a tournament style is versus anointing 1-2 to play each other.
Yeah, it's amazing how they can somehow make the academic side of it work all of a sudden. It's quite remarkable. Way to go, NCAA. It only took you 50 years to figure it out.
Nothing like tournament.
All right, we have an event coming up this very weekend, actually. Laps for Limbs on Saturday, and Chris Madison and Carl Martinus are here to talk about it here at Jim's Razorback Pizza. Gentlemen, appreciate you coming out today.
Thank you.
Now, let me start with you, because Chris is going to be running in the Boston Marathon, which we had hoped to go for a number of reasons.
Not to run.
It's a free trip to kick with Pat's family.
No, sir.
No. B, it was the one-year anniversary, of course, of one of the great tragedies in American history.
Yeah.
And so we wanted to kind of be there in the mix. But there are a lot of runners who go out there, including runners who are not generally thought of, I guess. I don't think a lot of
The technical term is physically challenged.
Physically challenged runners in the Boston Marathon, as if it wasn't hard enough already.
That's great.
So you are setting the bar way too high for all of us. But Chris is going to be running it this year. So what's the qualification? I know you have to run a certain time.
It's different for physically challenged. They have a category. It's a longer time limit. The biggest thing is you do have to run a qualifying race, but for my category, it's an 8-hour time limit, but most races you run in, you have to finish in under 6 hours. My qualifying race, I ran it in 5 hours and 43 minutes, which was actually my first full marathon I ran after about 5-6 weeks of training.
Mm-hmm.
So that was good. I ran the Little Rock Marathon.
I'd say that was pretty good.
Yeah, I ran the Little Rock Marathon after some more training, obviously, this year, and I ran it right at 5 hours, just a little over 5 hours. So my goal for Boston is 4.5 hours.
Cool.
That would be awesome. Chris is a show-off. He also does triathlons. So,
that's true. I do that. It all started back last year. I got challenged to do a sprint triathlon in Bryant. It had been on my bucket list of things to do, so I took it on. You know, I can swim pretty good. I can ride a bike pretty decently, and I hate running because I'm a below-knee amputee. I got out there, and I was, like, next to last to finish, and I don't like that. And part of it was I didn't have the right tools. I didn't have the right equipment to do what I needed to do.
Yeah.
Got to work on my prosthetics. People got a running leg built, and makes a huge difference. It's my walking leg is like racing with a Ford Windstar with a blown head gasket. The blade is like a Porsche.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a huge difference.
But you have to come out of pocket for competition, right, for the equipment?
Yes. Right? And that's part of what ABLE's about, Amputees Beyond Life's Expectations. It's the nonprofit group that I'm part of and helping form. And the purpose of it is to help amputees get the tools, equipment, the knowledge, the skills to do things besides just walking. Insurance, things like that will pay for a walking leg generally. Mm-hmm. But when it comes to, you know, running legs and bicycling legs and these special tools that you need to be able to perform, they don't do that. It's not kind of like a life necessity thing.
Yeah. Is this something you were born with?
I actually lost it in a boating accident on Lake Hamilton when I was 10.
Okay.
So I'm sorry, is it a double amputee?
No, I'm a single amputee. I'm a right leg. Right leg, below knee.
Okay.
I'm assuming that we have come, like many things, a long way since you were younger.
Yeah,
as far
way
as prosthetics
far.
Go.
Yeah. You know, technology, I remember my first leg was a brick.
How old were you?
10.
So this was what year?
1984.
Okay.
Is when I lost it. First leg I had was fiberglass, plastic, you know, heavy brick, had leather straps holding it on. Now, you know, my bike leg's about 2 pounds. My blade is right at 2 pounds. My walking leg is 3.5 pounds. Carbon fiber, titanium, billet aluminum. I mean, it's high speed.
Time where we see a lot being done, even, you know, whether it's some high school kids playing football, basketball, you couldn't do any of that.
I played state high school baseball for Mills High School.
What position?
First base. I could go to the left. I mean, go to the right like crazy, but to the left, I suck. So on first base, I would shade the line.
There you go.
Play
probably
deep.
Still move a lot better than Big Poppy in the World Series.
Exactly.
Sorry, Nate.
I shade the line. That way, you know, I can always break to the left and backhand better than I could, you know, going to the right because I just didn't have the ankle to kick off of. And as a hitter, I was never a power hitter because I was a right-handed hitter and never had the legs to drive off of. But I could put the ball anywhere on the field you wanted me to.
So it's tough to get the bat on ball, my man.
Yeah, exactly.
The event this weekend, and Carl, feel free to chime in too. It's Laps for Limbs at Bishop Park down in Bryant this weekend from 2 to 6. What exactly does this entail, and who's going to benefit, and how is it all getting distributed?
Well, ABLE, like Chris was saying, basically is a nonprofit organization. I know he's talking about the insurance and stuff like that, but ABLE also does a lot more than that. Mm-hmm. What we're trying to do is also ambassadorships. So once they do have the surgery, once they come out of, I mean, you got to think about the next day, what's going to happen, because there's a lot more to it, the holistic part of the human being, about they might feel depressed. We were hoping to have Lindsay, but she needs to be a face too, because she's been a cheerleader and everything in high school, but she had a problem with that she was born with. She had to make a decision, like I think toward the end of our high school career, mm-hmm. to get her leg cut off because mm-hmm. The pain was that great. So when she did that, she was kind of depressed. She didn't want to go get out, and so part of this whole thing is we need to reach out to people. And finally, she was able to bust out when she had a daughter, and she didn't want her daughter to see her be afraid or be depressed or just be ashamed about herself. So that's our whole thing, is get it out there. We want them to kind of be, you know, just take care of the mental part, the physical part, everything else, maybe the spiritual part too as well. So that's what we're trying to do, is get this money together, and we just kind of continue to grow the organization.
So what happens on Saturday, and how does all that go?
Well, I want to echo something he was talking about. As far as the ambassadorship, I'm one of the ambassadors. So, you know, if someone has either through an injury or decision to have amputation and they have questions about what happens next, how it's going to be, I've been a 30-year amputee.
Yeah.
I've been there, done a lot of that. And one of the most important parts of my life when I lost my leg was a young man who was 2 years older than me. He was 12. He came and talked to me in the hospital. He was an amputee. He said, look, the only thing that can stop you is yourself. And that's a core belief that I've had ever since. And that's kind of one of the things I want to share with this. And ABLE is a tool to do that. This weekend, what we wanted to do is host a 5K, a run, walk, or something like that's what we're talking about. But, you know, generally Arkansas weather, and this time of year, you never know. It can be 70. It can be, you know, snow on the ground. So we wanted to have an indoor event. We reserved the track, and there will be amputees such as myself that are walking laps, raising money. Sponsorships, you know, for tables and booths on the basketball court. But basically, we're there just showing, hey, look, you know, we can go and the laps and donate money based on laps. I will tell you, I'm kind of a I don't know what you want, a hook in this, because, you know, I can run a marathon. So, you know, you give me 4 hours and I can make a bunch of laps.
I imagine that's right.
But can I bounce off one thing off what Chris said about people walking the track, you don't, if you know, you guys want to come out, anybody can come out.
Yeah.
Anybody can walk with us. If you donate $20, we're going to have a T-shirt for you. Mm-hmm. Walking the laps. I mean, that just supports. Just showing the support and being there and then giving your donation, whatever the amount is, that helps no matter what. It's tremendous.
Yep.
Where can people donate if they can't make it to the event? And if so, how do they go about doing that?
Contact the Civitan Group.
Chenault Civitan Group. They can give me a contact with me or Scott Burton. And
okay. What's the number?
I'll give you my cell phone number. It's 501-765-4805.
So if we want to pledge like an amount of X dollars per lap and all that.
Yes.
Do you sponsor a certain person or like the total number of laps?
You can do it.
However you
person,
want to
person, laps, you can just make a flat donation. I mean, the point of this is to raise money, have fun, walk some laps, and I'm going to try and outrun two-legged
cash
people.
Is king. Cash is
cash
king.
Cash is
That's
king.
That's why you're doing it.
Exactly. And it, and it's to raise this. It's for it's good purpose. You know, ABLE is a group that I'm with and I'm passionate about.
Yeah.
Because I've been there, done that, but I didn't have an organization or group like this necessarily with me through all of my life growing up, and I want that opportunity to give back.
Who else are you taking with you to Boston?
There's two other amputees from Little Rock. There's Jeff Glassbrenner, and there's also
my boss knows him,
Andre Slay.
Yeah.
Jeff was actually running it last year and made it to mile 25, stopped, do a leg adjustment, which is something you have to do as an amputee because you have to stop every now and then and take it off, which kind of fights because if I'm running a 9 minute mile and I have to stop every 4 miles for 2 minutes, guess what? Now I'm running a 9.5 minute mile.
Yeah.
And so anyway, he had to stop at mile 25 to his leg. He took off again, made it to mile 25.9 when the bombs went off. And
oh, wow.
And so, you know, normally he wouldn't have stopped, but he did. Otherwise, he'd have been right in the middle of it. Well, when he came back, he was disappointed that he didn't get to finish at the Boston Marathon. That was one of his challenges. And he took it upon himself to challenge some other folks, me being one, Andre Slay, guy here in Little Rock, who's another amputee, and challenged us to qualify and run for the Boston Marathon.
Now I'm thinking it's all come back to me just how you had deaths,
yes.
A few deaths, but there were over 100, maybe more, that are now amputees,
That's
double
correct.
Amputees.
That's correct.
Is there a group in Boston that you guys will visit?
We've been working on that. The registration for Boston is pretty interesting. They normally have like 24,000 racers, but they only reserve 50 spots for mobility impaired, which could be from cerebral palsy, muscular dystrophy, other mobility impairments. Because of the bombing, they reserve, you know, basically the victims have
right.
slots in the race. I don't know how many of those are actually going to be doing it. From my numbers, there's about 15, 16 amputees that are actually runners from elsewhere that are going to be in the race. Three of those are coming from Little Rock, which is pretty interesting. I know Jeff has had an opportunity to speak with some of the Boston victims at in Denver at something. And Andre's had an opportunity in Las Vegas to speak to him, and we're working on trying to set that out to spend some time with
him. I'd imagine, I don't know how the amputee, when they've been affected with the bombing last year, if they'd want to, if they're still too emotional to be a part of it, but
I'm sure they'd probably get a mix of both.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's a mix of
especially,
both.
Especially, yeah, amputees coming from out of town.
Yeah. You know, and as far as, like, the recovery thing, you know, my injury, I was young when it happened, and it was an acute injury, but I was playing baseball the next summer. You know, I wasn't any good, but I was out playing. You know,
so you get that oversized glove at first base that would help you.
Exactly. Yeah, I wanted like the you know Mondo mitt,
yeah.
Just throw it anywhere over there and I can kind of catch it. So, but you know, as far as the Boston thing, and that's one of the things I want to show through ABLE is that with the training, with the tools, with the technique, and most importantly, with the desire and drive, you can achieve whatever you want.
Probably inspire a lot of those folks that went through that.
That's the plan.
A good deal, man.
Well,
good job.
Let's catch up maybe the week of or maybe when you get back from Boston. Like to know how it goes and
okay.
Everything. So we wish you lots of luck, and I guess congratulations on all your success. You're an inspiration, man. That's impressive.
I appreciate that.
Those of us who are also 40, I feel like I'm really slacking over here, my man.
Slacker. It's those wings. It's the wing championship.
Yeah, I noticed you didn't smash 12 wings when you sat down.
No,
so that was
I
probably
didn't.
A good move.
I didn't. But remember, ABLE, it's this Saturday at Bishop Park in Bryant.
Yep.
We'll be out there from
2 to 6.
2 to 6.
Yep.
Okay.
And we're looking for donation support. Come out, have a good time. It's going to be indoors, so it doesn't matter what the weather is, and it's a great facility.
Perfect.
Yeah.
You know, real quick, another connection that for inspiration, people want to go on there. There's another thing that got me enamored is the Razorback connection. The cheerleader from the Razorbacks, Patience Beard.
Yep.
I mean, the War Memorial game this past year, that's a fall. That enamored me right there, just looking at that. So you can go on YouTube, and that CBS did actually a special on
right.
That.
Yeah, we've talked to – I think we.
Yeah,
I guess we did have her on. And
yeah, we had her on. And she's unique because she – has the zebra
yes,
leg.
The
which
zebra.
Brings,
yeah, she not only
she
is
wants
it,
the attention.
Yes, exactly. That's
okay.
Exactly right. That's an inspiration for
they're
sure.
They're actually in the middle of developing like a Razorback leg for her.
Oh, cool.
Sweet.
Yeah, they were talking about, she was talking about
yeah.
that last year, and I don't know why it's never got why it's not complete yet. You'd think they'd be able to.
Licensing, who knows?
Right, which yeah. which is strange.
Money.
Yeah, exactly.
Exactly.
But that's just interesting. What a story. What a story, especially with the Boston Marathon, with the backdrop of so many of the amputees that have affected last year.
Appreciate
well,
that.
Well, good luck with the event this weekend. Good luck in the marathon, and we'll catch up again.
Appreciate it. Thank you very much. Thanks.
Thank you. I'd like to get Jeff up, too. My boss has gotten to know him a little bit. I'd like to maybe guys can come up together after the marathon sometime.
Okay, sounds good. We'll do it. Thanks.
Right. Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Bye.
All right, it is 11:21. We are here at Jim's Razorback Pizza. If you're just tuning in, the NCAA tournament is underway. And so hopefully you're getting a chance to watch it like we are. Dayton and Ohio State tied.